At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
I watch Buffalo after watching Kansas City the last couple of weeks. Buffalo's not competing with Kansas City. Detroit is a really good football team up and down the field. Buffalo's not stopping that. I mean, just turn the sound down and watch Buffalo. Take out Josh Allen. There's not enough weapons, and now they're losing to good teams. New England's a good team. New England feels like a playoff team. Atlanta may not be a playoff team. Almost had 500 yards. These windows, there was about a 2 or 3 year window with Buffalo. Maybe it's closed.
Overreaction Tuesday? To coin a phrase? That's Colin Cowherd, right?
Yes, sir.
Sounds different to me.
Yeah.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Is he overreacting? Like, 3 weeks ago, wouldn't anybody have said the opposite? Does anybody follow the NFL and know how just transient this whole kind of thing is? And like, really, like a month ago, does anybody not say the opposite?
Kansas City looked like they couldn't move the ball. They couldn't run the ball. Mahomes was their leading rusher. But here's a key element that they had working for them that the Bills do not have, barring a trade, is that they got an important guy in their offense, a skill position guy back in Worthy. And since then, their offense has been kind of like classic Kansas City offense, and they're getting Rice back too. The Bills are static there. Like, they don't have all the injuries they've got. They don't have somebody coming back on that side of the ball at that position that is going to – I mean, they were missing Kincaid last night, and that's not nothing. But the story of this game was being dared to throw it outside. The Bills knew it. That's how they opened the game. Like, you're going to dare us to do this. We're going to show you we can do it. And 45 yards down the seam to Josh Palmer – And you know, that's Cook not getting a lot of carries in the first half. They thought they could do business in the air against this team because of how aggressive they were going to be, and they couldn't.
That was the first play.
Yeah.
For the Bills on offense, 45 yards. 135 through the air the rest of the night. In a losing game script, 135. No wonder the props on Allen are so low. 218.5. Wasn't even close. Even with a 45-yard pass on the first play.
Right.
Here's Joe with us. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how you doing, guys? There's three things that bothered me. Number one, we start the game off beautiful. They fumble the ball, we recover. Coaching. Somebody's lined up offside so we don't get the ball right up. I don't know, it was on the 20 or wherever that was. That was number one. Number two is... I watch Kansas City. When there's a play that's controversial and they like to call, they run right to the line and there's a special call. Bam! They run the play so they can't. Last night, when our receiver caught the ball, but he had 1 foot just out of bounds. Instead of running to the line, they lollygagged to the line. What happened? They threw the red flag
in time. I thought they were fast. They were not fast enough.
Yeah, they did not lollygag to the line. They tried to do what you're suggesting, and Atlanta was too quick.
I think they could have gone faster. And number two, the last thing is. I mean, just before the half, Now they're getting really whipped. Don't you just kneel down and go in the locker room, lick your wounds, and try and make some adjustments? So what do? They try and throw a pass over the middle, and they intercept the ball, and they almost scored another one, which made it 28-7. Now that's poor coaching, right?
Or it's really smart. I mean, we've been sitting here for 20 years with a lot of these Bills teams before Allen showed up that would do that, and like, aren't we trying to win?
Yeah, I hate giving up a possession at all with that quarterback. I got a chance to get one play and get a field goal. I'm going to take that chance. So I know it didn't turn out, and it, you know, really almost exploded in their faces. But I want to be consistent about that. I hate it when they do get conservative in a situation like that, so I wouldn't criticize them for trying to move the ball and get points at the end of the half.
Me neither. John next. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. So as it currently stands now, I just think this is kind of a bad football team. It's hard to deny it when you look at the records of the teams that they beat. At this point, I think Bean should probably be fired. His head is stuck in 2020, I feel like. I mean, why are we re-signing these guys who are past their prime? And it doesn't matter if they're on the practice squad or not, because a lot of these guys are now finding the field because of all the injuries. You know, you look at the past two drafts, especially the 2024 draft, those look like all misses. Like, I don't think there's anybody in the 2024 draft who has been a constant playmaker for the Bills as of yet. So, you know, I don't know. I think it feels further away than a lot of years with Bean, Allen, McDermott. You know, we feel further away, I think, from winning a Super Bowl.
You want to fire the GM today? I just want to know what to tell kids tonight. You want to fire the GM today?
Hey, the NFL is a tough league. I mean, I think we've seen enough. I mean, they're not building around Allen. There's not who's the number one wide receiver on the team?
What are you going to do about that today?
Get somebody in the building who's willing to get a wide receiver one. I mean, it's not...
Okay, how? Like, how do you want to do that today? You could maybe... You could convince me that if the Bills dangled a first-round pick in next year's draft, they could get, I mean, nobody great. You're not going to get anybody great from a good team that way. But, you know, it's still a pretty hefty price.
What is Chris Olave going to cost me?
Chris Olave, I don't know. Like, maybe. But he's exactly the type of player I would not trade on a bad team. Because he's young and really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, who's firing Brandon Bean today in a real, like an actual world? These are not bad points about what they've done wrong,
no,
but you're,
no,
you can't
right.
fix this now.
Nobody is firing anybody, but I'm going to welcome any of the ire of the fan base being directed at the build of the roster. For a change. And the 24 draft doesn't look good. Last year's draft, I mean, it's largely injury related right now, but Deion Walker is the only person in a life raft from Jackson Hawes too, sorry. But that's it. Everything else is on IR or just not playing or playing and not doing anything. Landon Jackson played 12 snaps at 16 the week before. And the 24 draft is as bad. I mean, Bishop's a starter, but that's it. Coleman's a ghost. He played 80% of the snaps last night, and good luck finding him anywhere.
Well, that's, would you not agree? That's not shocking. Coleman in the fourth quarter against the Ravens, 7 for 95 and a touchdown. Rest of the season, 5 and 3 quarters games, 17 catches, 142 and one. The touchdown late against New England. I mean, are you surprised? Are you that surprised? How surprised are you that Coleman isn't giving more? How surprised is anyone that any of these receivers isn't giving more? This is the point. The Bills flaunt everybody eats. They flaunt it. They love it. They're right in your face. This is where Bean gets the compunction to call us the morning after the draft, guys, didn't you see last year? And we're all like, yeah, we did. And we're reasonable people who think you're short. Like, who's that surprised that Keon Coleman has 24 catches through six games, seven of which were in one quarter in garbage time, which they happened to win the game. So it wasn't that garbagey, I guess. But, like, who's that surprised? 17 catches in 23 quarters, except for that one quarter. Who's that surprised? Raise your hand. Are you shocked?
I'm not shocked. I'm surprised. I thought he was going to break through and was, I don't know, I don't think I exactly was taking a victory lap after the Baltimore game, but I felt like this is on track. My dude came, they needed him. Look at that. And now it's not happening.
It's probably better than Leggett and Pearsall. Not
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Worthy. Some of the guys drafted in front of him.
McConkey.
Not McConkey. Even this year, probably. McConkey made a little bit of a comeback. Here's Dan next. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. First time calling you guys.
All right, welcome.
I just wanted to say real quick, and I'm not saying I'm right about this. Obviously, you know, Josh Allen was under pressure yesterday. He has no separation with wide receivers. Kincaid wasn't there. I don't really think the offense is that much of a problem other than Coleman. Yeah, he's not a burner, and maybe it would be nice if we had another receiver. I really think our problem is defense. I said this in the preseason. You cannot win a Super Bowl giving up 30 points, 200 yards running, whatever the case may be. I said last year you should have tried trading Milano, get another linebacker to go with Bernard.
Who's trading for Matt Milano last year, though?
Yeah.
Like, did you have an actual idea, or you just sort of float it? Because nobody was trading for him with all his injuries. Yeah.
No, I understand. I just think that's more of our issue is defense. We can't tackle anybody. And I'm not talking about the front line. Defensive tackle with Ed Oliver, those guys, I think they'll work themselves in. They'll be fine. I think we are absolutely horrible at the linebacker and secondary other than Benford. You can't have Tre'Davious White out there in grandpa years. And Bernard is really our only number one linebacker. Everybody else is, to me, second string. Well, thank you. I just wanted to say I think our defense is moving around.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. They've lost the last 2 games, giving up 24 and 23 points. So it wasn't 30. 30 wins you both games if you can score 30 yourself, which is what the offense was doing in the first 4 weeks of the season. So I have always been, and I guess I will continue to be, I guess this all depends on where you were standing 6 months ago or 5 years ago. I think the offense is the side of the ball to lean into more because you've got a cheat code at quarterback. Help him. Get somebody who can get open, even if he's got an ego and is a diva or a whatever. Just, is he open? Can he get open? And be something that Josh Allen can count on when the opposition is bringing 5 and 6 defenders in his face. And that is my problem. It was my problem at the end of last year. It was my problem at the end of the year before that. And it was my problem last night. I know the defense. And I know McDermott. And I also know it all traces back to 13 seconds. And, like, that's always going to be the thing. And, like, there's a lot of validity to that, too. But I'm telling you, this offense has failed Allen. It's not McDermott and his defense that's failing Allen. The build of the team, the skill position players, and maybe even their entire philosophy is what's failing Allen. If anything is failing him.
If anything, yeah.
Because it is just week six.
It is, and they are still the Super Bowl favorites. Right. We're firing the GM. Ross Tucker at 4, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.